Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy, your favorite podcast in the entire world, ranked on the Vogue magazine's sexiest podcasters of 2024 and 2025, the early edition. You have your two favorite hosts. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey, and it is a beautiful day for a podcast. What else is it a beautiful day for, Carmen?
It's a beautiful day for a lot of things.
Has a haircut that looks very nice.
Thank you. I needed it.
You had it on Friday as well. I just didn't say anything because we were preoccupied with the conversation. I'm pretty sure you had it Friday. Did you not have it Friday?
I did. Did you see me Friday? What did we do
That's
Friday?
That's when we did the interview.
Ah, yes. Literally got it.
That kind of a big deal thing that we got.
Mere moments before that interview. Yeah, that's exciting. That's it's a beautiful day to tell people that kind of a sneak peek under wraps. Not a lot of details yet. We were interviewed for an article in the New York Times, which is pretty darn cool.
Very cool.
Yes. What were you wanting me to talk about? What were you?
Carmen went to therapy today.
Oh, yes,
and
I did.
Very proud and supportive.
Yes.
And I wanted to know how it went. I did not ask him. Well, I didn't ask you yet, no. Well, I asked him and he said he would tell me on the show. So he wants you all to come on his therapy journey with him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the nice thing about this is now that I've gone, you need to get your therapy scheduled.
Oh, I do. Yeah. But I just also keep having like all of these other medical bills that are so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
For all the other people that live in my house.
Yeah. You need to work on your own human body and mind so that you can help other human bodies and minds.
So true.
It's like an airplane syndrome, right? Yes. You got to take care of yourself. Put the mask on yourself first. It was good. It was my first session. I've done a lot of research on like the person that I wanted to go and speak with. The therapist that I had a chance to go talk to today was really awesome. Had my first session. And it's funny. There was like already some stuff that they were like uncovering and they're like, oh yeah, this is very interesting. And I'm like, didn't even correlate those two things. I'll give you like one, for instance, without going too deep into it. 'Cause we have a lot of shout outs, to get to this episode, a lot of people, but, for those of you that don't know, there was a period of time where after my parents got divorced, I was very soon after that homeless. And then I moved around a lot over the next 15 years.
Does it say and how old were you at this point? 17?
17. Yeah. And the therapist was like trying to establish like this timeline and like trying to get to know me, obviously. And she stops and she goes, huh, that's really interesting. And I'm like, what? And she goes, so you've been living in your house for how long? And I said, we're coming up on, it'll be 3 years in July. And she said, that will be the most stable home arrangement you've had in your entire life since your parents' divorce.
So like your entire adult life. You've never lived anywhere longer than 2.5 years?
No. Since 17.
That is...
And that's a correlation that I... Yeah. And that's a correlation that like I didn't even put together.
Yeah.
And then... Jessica was like, well, maybe that explains why you were so quick to be ready to move to Chattanooga, Tennessee out of nowhere. And I'm like, I don't know. I have to talk about that next week in therapy. We'll see.
But well, so, I'm glad you liked the therapist, because that's always like the iffy part when you start therapy is like, you never know if you're going to have a good, because obviously with a therapist, you need to have a good connection and like a good rapport. And so I'm glad you had that. And if you, the listener, are looking for therapists and you have been let down in the past, you can keep looking. Just because one was bad doesn't mean they're all bad. And also, it might not just not have been bad. It just wasn't the right fit for you.
Yeah.
Same with also, doctors. If you have a doctor who you don't like, you don't have to keep going to that doctor.
So true. What I will say for anyone out there looking to start your therapy journey, just know that, consider this your sign, first off. Second, do your research, because the nice thing about what I found on a lot of these pages is they have like these bios typed up, and some of them actually have like YouTube videos where it's like an interview style where they had like a couple of questions that they answered. And this particular therapist that I'm speaking with specifically has specialties in work-life balance, depression and anxiety around some of those things, and then relationship counseling. So all the things that I wanted to tackle specifically for adults, which is I. And
which is I.
Which is I. I am adult.
Let us be adults.
So, yeah, so take your time, but definitely look into it. Do your work on yourself. It is definitely funny because it was very much like word vomit on that first visit.
Yeah, well, that's because that's what Jessica was saying last week when she went. She was like, I just feel like I talked and like told her all these things about myself. Is that what it is every time? And I was like, no, I don't. I mean, like, it has to be that the first couple of times so that they know you at all.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just going to be like, oh, I'll just start saying no. Like, it makes sense that you, like, have to let them know who you are. But I'm glad that she was already, like, picking up on things and, like, connecting things.
Yeah. And at one point, we were talking about how I had said, and this will be the last thing that I share, and then we'll jump into some of the episode. But I at one point had said, you know, I have no problems that if someone is no longer bringing joy to my life, flipping that switch and cutting them out of my life forever. And she kind of had this pause and she was writing some notes and she goes, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. You saved me a couple of years worth of therapy here, because there's a lot of times where people don't get to that point. And that can be really good if used in a healthy way, but also that could be a defense mechanism. So we may have to circle back to that.
We may have to unpack this.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's like anything else. It's a balance, you know.
Yeah.
It's good to have the boundaries, but also, like, you know, maybe have like second thoughts sometimes.
Hey, you better watch it. I'm going to cut you out of my life right now.
Fucking don't do it.
So yeah, it was a good first day. And Kelsey, I definitely am going to peer pressure you to get into your, so
because I've been harassing you about going to therapy.
Yes.
I don't know, your entire marriage.
Yeah. So I will say, I want to shout you out though, because, I did get this message that I walked out of the doctor's office, although apparently they're not actual doctors. Psychiatrists are doctors. Therapists
there's a
are
difference
not.
Between therapists, counselors, psychiatrists, and psychologists. And there's like just differences about like, giving diagnoses and giving prescriptions and whether you're doing patient interviews versus research. That's kind of where the differences are.
Yeah. So I got out of the therapy session and I got this text waiting for me from Kelsey, and it said, just wanted to tell you, I'm proud of you for seeking out therapy and I hope your first appointment goes well today. You're great, even when I pretend you aren't. Laugh emoji. So.
Ugh, now it's on record.
Now it's on record.
Nice.
You know, I did you a favor though, because now people may think slightly twice about the murder thing if I turn up dead.
That's true.
So you're welcome. I gave you a slight alibi.
Thank you so much. Someone. This is the one we'll use where they're like, she clearly didn't murder him. Look, she's proud he went to therapy.
Yeah. So anyways, let's
get into it.
Let's get into I guess. We'll we got a lot of lot of shout outs.
First, we're going to start with our two new Patreons. So we have Megan and Maria. So thank you both so much. We're so thrilled to have you on Patreon and in our Discord chat.
Yes. And I need to shout out Maria because every time I hear her, obviously I think, dear Maria, count me in. And really just want to welcome you to the Patreon. And I do want to shout out Megan. Megan and I, we were messaging back and forth a little bit. And so at one point, she was giving me a hard time because it took me so long to reach out to her. So when I reached out and I introduced myself, I said, I'm so sorry this took so long. When she replied, her first thing was, oh, I finally get a message.
Perfectly on brand.
So she literally got the Patreon and got on Discord just so that she can spite me, which is so funny because then she got in and I called her out and she goes, wow, you're calling me out too. I love it. So, and then she gave me the happy to be here with a little salute emoji. I don't remember if I shouted a couple of these people out, but I do want to shout out Brittany just in case. Our friend Brittany was messaging me on Instagram from a little small town outside of Ontario, Canada. I do want to give just a quick shout out to LaKendra, and I hope that Lyra and Cadbury are having a wonderful night. Just want to give them some shout outs. Obviously want to shout out our dear friend Alicia, our oldest Patreon patron. We are going to try to get some time while we're together next week to FaceTime you or Zoom with you. So be on the lookout for that. I'll Instagram message you later. And then Kirsty, I think I had shouted you out, but if I haven't, want to make sure that she loves our tangents and our banter. So want to make sure that we shout that out too. Megan already got you. Katie is another Instagram message that she had some insight that I wanted to share with you about the writing and Shondaland specifically. So she said that she knows that we talk about How to Get Away with Murder a lot. Shonda did not create How to Get Away with Murder.
So I was under the impression that she created the concept, but she never had a hand in the show running.
Okay, so it sounds like, and we'll have to do some digging on this, but she said on season 5 of the podcast, Catching Up, I know you talk about How to Get Away with Murder, which I have watched as well. Shonda didn't actually create it. She was a producer. Peter Norwalk created it as he had previously been a producer on Grey's. So it's produced by Shondaland, but not created. So, and then she was curious, did you ever watch Off the Map?
No, because it was only on for like one season.
Okay, because that's another produced by Shonda Rhimes.
I think it was like one of her only shows that didn't like blow up and take off immediately.
Okay, interesting. So Katie, we'll have to circle back on that, but you've sparked some conversation. Callista messaged me and she sent me a playlist of Spotify songs. And I want to see if you can guess the top three songs here. So this is going to be testing your Disney knowledge, Kelsey.
Okay. Also, shout out Callista. She's been fighting some battles.
Yes. We love Callista. Okay. So the title of the playlist on Spotify is Disney Songs That Slap Harder Than Your Mom Last Night.
Oh.
Top three songs.
The Make a Man Out of You.
Okay.
Disney songs that slap
harder than your mom last night
from Goofy Movie.
Say that again.
Eye to Eye.
Eye to Eye. So far one of those are right, but I'm not going to tell you which one.
It's the Mulan one.
Sure. There's two more. See if you can guess either of them. I will tell you.
Is one from The Lion King?
No.
Oh, then I don't. Are they all 90s Disney?
One of them is. The other one is more recent. One of them is, I think, one of your favorite Disney movies. At least your favorite female Moana. Characters in this movie. Oh.
Moana or Tiana? Or Meg from Hercules? Zero to Hero.
Yep. So far you did get I'll Make a Man Out of You. That was number one on the playlist.
Yeah.
Number two is Zero to Hero. Number three, I don't personally agree with.
And it's from a more recent one?
It's from a more recent one, yes.
Is it Princess or not Princess?
It is Princess, but it is not...
Is it Tangled?
Yes.
I Have a Dream?
Yes. So that's the top three on that list.
Scarlett has been asking for that one by name.
It's a good, it's a good song.
It's good song. No If I Were a Fish.
Yeah. No, that song fucking rocks. And then last shout out, and then I swear we will talk about a fucking episode here. Oh, nope. I have two more shout outs. Sorry.
I have so many too.
So Chris M, he had added me on Instagram a while back. I messaged him. He said it took a way long time. So sorry. But he said that my favorite prediction still to this day is that, like, basically right off the bat, I said George and Izzy were going to fuck. And then he said, then Izzy makes that completely inappropriate comment. And then I backtrack and then they did fuck. And it was hilarious. Also, loves my insistence that Mark and Callie and Han were going to have a threesome, even though Chris really hates Han.
Yeah, a lot of people really hated her.
Also, he said he doesn't know if we talked about that, this specific part, but Han is the girl in the bottom of the pit in The Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, I did mention that at some
point. I didn't remember you mentioning that. So, and then last one, and then I'm going to turn the floor over to you. Want to shout our favorite Kiwi, Frankie from New Zealand.
Oh, I was also going to shout out Frankie.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Frankie is dope. Yo.
Frankie rocks.
Rest up, back at home, still recovering from being sick. But yeah, Frankie sent me a message, tons of nice stuff. Also going through the journey for the first time. So, trying to figure out if they want to, be on pace with me, or if they can't have the restraint and they may want to keep going forward. But, I tried to convince Frankie to not only join Patreon. So Frankie, if you're listening to this, join Patreon, because I was also explaining that we have a safe episode only chat, and then we have some safe zones. First episode of season 5, so far is her favorite episode. It's when Owen was new to the show and she wasn't sure. Is that the one where Derek had the fake dream dying in the beginning with Meredith?
Season 5, episode 1. Yeah.
And Frankie also left a 5-star review, but probably won't show it because it's in a different country. So
that is true.
5-star Gray Superiority is the title. Carmen and Kelsey have perfected the Watch Along podcast for both old fans and new. It's great to be able to watch for the first time like Carmen and be confident in no spoilies. Keep doing what you're doing.
Frankie
is a gem, a fucking gem.
Yes, I also hope you're feeling better.
Yes. All right. That is it. Now that we're 16 minutes in, all of my shout outs and my therapy
Mine
conversation is done. So now we're getting into Kelsey's. I'm going to put a note in the title of this episode or in the box if you want to. Yeah. I'll skip to the time frame if they want to listen to actual Gray's content.
First of all, so I have to shout out Remy, who reached out from the New York Times about interviewing us for the article. Hopefully it should be out within about a week or two from now. So we will keep you guys posted on that. Really cool to be included in the story she's telling. Shout out Frankie, obviously. Shout out Kostuba. Is that how you said Kostuba?
Kostub.
Sorry. I think it's Kostub. I don't know why I really want to add an A to the end of that. I'm sorry.
Make sure you reach out to Kelsey and let us know how to pronounce that exactly. But yes. I think we got
chatting
it right.
On Instagram, she shared a story that I reposted on our story. If you guys follow along at Grey's Academy Pod, it was the prince leaning in to kiss Snow White, but then intubating her. And it was very funny to me.
So funny.
So listening from India. So that's very, very cool. Also, I posted a story today that Carmen was hidden from and got many, many, many replies and had some chats with you guys about. So shout out to Sam, Sophie, Renee, Steven, Ryan, Leah, Megan, Janisha, and Nicole, who all we were chatting about the story that Carmen was hidden from.
Mm. Speaking of Renee, I have a joke that I need to share of hers.
Ah, okay.
I've started a boat building business in my attic. Sales are going through the roof.
Good stuff.
That was a good one.
I feel like I had something else to say and now I've forgotten it. They announced season 21 this week, so
yeah, More content.
2037. Fucking no.
If you're out there listening and you've been thinking, should I do the Patreon? Do it now because the content just gets hotter and stankier. So do it because we're going to have enough content for the rest of our lives. Well, I think.
Hopefully we will finish this before death becomes us.
Well, I guess that's fair.
That's our singular goal right now.
Yeah. We are going to do two episodes this week, though.
It's true.
Should we post it next week on a weekday, or should we drop a weekend episode?
I think we should post it on a weekday, because weekdays
suck. Maybe Tuesday, Thursday next week?
Yeah.
So next week, everyone, Tuesday and Thursday, we'll have an episode, and then we will be in person! Oh, wait, no.
No.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
2 weeks.
So this comes out the 4th. Then we'll drop an episode on the 9th and the 11th. Then we will drop an episode on the 18th, and we will also be together on the 18th. But the episode that releases on the 18th is not the one that we will have recorded together. The one we are recording together the weekend of the 18th will be the finale.
The 18th,
which is a two-part. Yeah, you fly in late the 18th.
Hmm. I feel like, so I'm eating Sour Patch watermelons now. I wasn't expecting to have to talk at this point, but I feel like my schedule is fucking us in the butt.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Not in a good way. Nope, 17th, I open. So we will record Wednesday the 17th. Yes, episode will release the 18th, and I'll be with you the 18th. Yes, perfect.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So now that it's 20 minutes, we can talk about the show.
We have 6 more shout-outs.
Although that was majority Grey's related.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, so this is the 19th episode of the 6th season. It is episode 121 overall, and it is called Sympathy for the Parents, and that is a song.
Okay, I'm going to pause right here. Did you listen to this song?
No, it's Marilyn Manson. Of course I didn't listen to this song.
Okay, calling it a song really is a loose description.
Yeah.
Not a song. It's more of an interlude with just recordings. Talking about how mosh pits are demonic and shit like that. And Marilyn Manson, very successful artist. Not my cup of tea, but the song is 1 minute and it's not actually a song. So for that reason, I'm out. But I will give you a little bit of information about the album that this is off of. And the album is held...
Real quick, so sorry. Marilyn Manson does suck as a human being, and we are aware of that, and he's very problematic.
I don't know much about that.
This is just the name of the song that they used, so we have to report about it.
Yes. So the album is Smells Like Children, which I guess children do have a distinct smell as a parent. I guess I understand that. But it was the first EP from Marilyn Manson, released October 24th, 1995, in... combination from the record producers Nothing and Interscope Records. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails was one of the producers on there. And this is a Wikipedia quote. It represents an era of the band full of drugs, abuses, tours, sound experiments, and references to the Child Catcher, who was a villain from the 1968 musical Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So I'll let that kind of, this is the one where he did the cover art of a Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And that one went pretty popular, but, the charting on this one, hit as high as 130 on the US Billboard 200, reached number 73 in Australia. Oh, I'm sorry. The end of the year chart, was at 130, but it topped out at 31 on the Billboard 200, 73 in Australia, and then 42 in Canada. So because this song is not a real song, it's going to get a 1 out of 5. It did not get added to my iTunes playlist. I'm so, so sorry if any of you out there...
Marilyn Manson, if you're listening.
Marilyn Manson fans.
We don't need you to listen.
Yeah. I would say... No, I'm not even going to say it. Don't worry.
Yep, let's not.
Did everyone else have the universal, like... game of telephone as a child where everyone was like, oh yeah, Marilyn Manson, it's common knowledge that he had his ribs removed so he can suck his own dick. Did everyone else have that? I feel like no. Every person in the state of Illinois that I've ever met in my entire life was like, oh yeah, Marilyn Manson back in, you know, seventh and eighth grade. We all knew.
I don't
knew.
Remember hearing that, but that doesn't mean that other people didn't hear it.
It's not true. It's not a true thing.
I was running in the circles of people who were chatting about that.
Marilyn Manson having ribs removed so he can suck his own dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what friends were thinking, but that was like the child common knowledge, you know?
But that's what the kids said.
Fake memes.
Now they say no cap.
So.
Guys, these are the things we were doing before the internet was like easily accessible. This is the shit we were saying to each other.
And no one could fact check it. One person said it and it just was wildfire.
Well, it was that. That's what it was.
Podcast burp. All right. We have an episode. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be breaking for our sponsors in 5 minutes.
Fuck. This episode was written by Alan Heinberg, directed by Debbie Allen, aired April 1st, 2010. It's April 3rd right now. When this drops, it'll be April 4th. So we're almost lined up.
Wow.
9.87 million views. The first episode that aired to under 10 million views.
Wow. What is going on, Shondaland?
I don't know if it was like a spring break thing or like if something else was going on at that time. But yeah.
What year was this?
2010.
The Blackhawks were making a run for the playoffs.
Why do you know that off the top of your head?
Because I'm in Chicago. The Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup in 2010.
Oh, well, okay.
And the Giants won the World Series.
Good year for you, I guess.
Well, not the Giants. They're not the White Sox.
Okay. Neither of those things matter to me. Okay, let's start with the Netflix synopsis.
Yes.
This is Netflix. When Alex's younger brother shows up with a hernia, it's up to Alex to get approval for pro bono surgery. Mm-hmm. Now we'll hop over to Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of Alex's past are revealed to his friends and colleagues. Honestly, both aren't great.
At least the Hulu one doesn't spoil the bomb drop of the brother showing up.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Hulu is
also
less spoilery.
Can we start with the brother? I have a question for you.
Yes.
Lexi was like making the fuck me eyes to Aaron the whole time, right? Like she was like into Aaron.
No, I think she was just because remember, Lexi's a big family girly. So she was just so excited to be like, oh my God, like my boyfriend, quote unquote, because they're not like boyfriend,
fuck
girlfriend.
Buddy. They're
yeah. But is she, that's, I think she's just like, oh my God, connection, human people. I love it. Mm-hmm. I think that's where she was at.
I just love her. She is beautiful and stunning. She is beauty. She is grace. This episode is sad. Yeah.
Oh, before we start, I have to say, as I don't want to forget, you're not allowed to IMDb anybody from this episode for the purpose of spoilies. And instead of telling you specifically which ones, I'm just saying don't.
Okay.
No one. So I don't want to forget like I did with Harper Avery and then just let you wander onto IMDb and spoil things.
Got it.
Which was my bad.
So Aaron's going to come back to fight Alex and finish round two. And okay, never mind. I know who else. Okay, Sloan. And maybe the dead widower, maybe he comes back and kills someone. Maybe he kills Weber.
Yes.
Stop confirming my spoilies. No spoilies, Kelsey.
Oh, no, hold on. I unplugged you. I don't know what crazy things you're saying. Okay. I plugged you back in.
Can you hear me? That I'm concerned that you...
I can't now. I don't know what shit you said in those like 3 seconds that I was unplugged.
Can you make sure your Audacity is still recording? Because
it's
that would suck.
It's just the headphones. It's very different from the microphone,
I promise. I unplug my headphones right now, GarageBand will say, your inputs have changed. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, mine is good and normal and still functioning completely correctly.
Interesting.
Because it's not a Mac. Anyways, okay, should we talk about the episode?
Yeah, and before we talk about the episode...
Oh my God.
No, let's go ahead and start. Let's just see what happens.
Okay, we'll start with... Let's just start with... I don't know where to start.
Let's just start with Aaron. We'll just take it from there. We'll start with Aaron.
We'll start with Aaron.
So
also, I want to say this about Aaron. Great casting. I feel like very believable that they're brothers.
Yeah.
Like, they don't look like super, super. Like, if you saw him walking down the street, I wouldn't be like, wow, that guy's related to Alex Karev. But when you put him next to each other, I'm like, oh, for sure could see.
Yeah, for there's definitely, it looks like a familial kind of
chin.
Yes, the chin jaw. So I want to, actually, let's talk about this opening scene. Because we get the opening scene where Derek is like, let's fucking make some babies. And Meredith is like, babies?
Yikes.
Multiple.
He's like, well, just one baby. And she's like, still yikes.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, they have they have agreed that they are going to have children. Like, that was before Derek even proposed. But also take, like, you know, it being like a vague concept of the future versus being something you're like doing right now are very different things. So I don't think that she's panicking in a way that's like, oh, I don't want children with you. I think she's just more like, wow, like this thing that we've talked about, like, is going to be a reality soon ish.
Yeah. And he's sweet about it.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like pressure her.
Yeah. And in the moment, it's not like the conversation is not, we should make babies right now. It's, we would make cute babies, which they would. I think that's a fair thing to say.
Like, they're cute people.
So it is funny though, because the scene that follows is Meredith goes to Alex and is like, I need you to be Izzy because I need a woman because Izzy won't call me back.
And Christina isn't picking up her phone.
Yeah. So Alex is like, do you need me to kick his ass? You need me to fucking beat Derek's ass? Blah, 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 blah. Which we don't, Alex. It's fine.
We appreciate him offering his skill set.
I have a very specific set of skills.
And then he says, Izzy sent him divorce papers.
Which is crazy. That didn't happen in that scene, did it?
Yeah, that when he's in the shower is when he says, Izzy sent me divorce papers. And because Meredith says, do you want me to kick her ass?
Oh, that's right. That's cute. That was a cute scene. But it's so funny because they're sitting there talking and then Derek walks in and it's like, what's up?
What are we doing in here with this?
And Meredith is like, Alex is being my girl. It's being my girl talk. And he's like, yeah, dude, it's fucking girl talk, bro.
Get out, bitch.
Get out, bitch. And he's like, and Derek's just like, okay, well, whatever the fuck is going on here, your brother is here. So what do you want me to do?
Yeah. Do you want me to send him to the bathroom?
Where you take all your meetings.
It's funny. I want you to know that for Derek, honestly, like, fine. No. I mean, he's not really doing anything. He's just kind of existing, but he's sweet to Meredith, which is honestly his problem area. So,
I misunderstood this the first time. I thought it was Meredith's brother. So I was like, I don't think we knew about a brother. This is new. So once he showed up and obviously it was Alex's brother, I was like, oh, this makes way more sense than my initial take.
Yeah.
And then they meet downstairs and the whole topic of conversation is around this message from our regional sponsors. And we are back. This is what they actually talked about.
So
me, I'm the worst.
Well, you're on your way to not being the worst now that you're in therapy.
I'm already healed.
You've never been healed a day in your life.
Look, okay. I have done exactly one more therapy session than you have.
That's factually incorrect. I went to a lot of therapy in college.
Oh.
You've just done it more recently than I have.
Oh.
Anyways. Well,
egg, face.
It's fine. So, yeah, Lexi's talking to him about family and his name is Aaron, Alex Aaron Amber. We got the alliteration. So then we have they say Alex hasn't been home in 7 years, which is a long time. You and I have both lived away from where we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I ever went more than a year without coming home. It's probably less than that, but
for sure. I can't imagine that. Not seeing family for 7 years, although I am approaching 3 years of not seeing my brother.
Oh, because Michael has never. Well, you talk to him all the time.
We talk.
My Chemical Carmen.
Mm-hmm. He's never met Marlo.
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, do you ever FaceTime with him? He's seen her.
Mm-mm.
You never FaceTime with your brother?
He's got an Android.
What a loser.
I know. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. If you have a green bubble maker, guys, we don't really love that.
We love you, but we are concerned at the mental health that you're currently living in.
I hate having to text people who have Androids.
You know, for me, it's just
me angry.
It's not being able to name the specific group chat that I want.
Yeah.
I want to use emojis to title our group chat.
So, I thought the one that your brother was in for the game had a name on it.
No.
Is there one that your brother is not in for the game?
No.
Oh.
Because it's the group, the four of us is Michael, Steve, and me.
Yeah. I thought you had a name on that group chat on the phone.
No, I wish. That exact annoying. Chat is why I want him to get an iPhone.
You know, all the Android people are like, oh, iPhone users are so like anti-Android, but all the Android people are also anti-iPhone. So like, get off
even
your high
worse, person. Honestly.
They are a little, because I'm really only judging about the text messages being green. They're judging me about like having an iPhone, like, and existing in a world with an Apple product. So I don't know. This is very divisive, and I can already tell we're going to get messages about it.
Yeah.
Looking forward
and
to it.
The green fucking bubbles on Instagram.
Also,
I can tell.
Did I shout out Rachel?
Maybe. Shout out Rachel again.
So shout out Rachel, who was talking to me on Instagram. And also shout out Maya, who sent us a very lovely email all the way from India.
Wait.
She is a little bit, or Israel, sorry.
Yes.
My people mixed
yes.
up. Maya sent us email from Israel. She's getting caught up, so it'll be a little while before she gets to this episode, but sending love. It was really great to hear from her and just hear that she's enjoying the podcast.
Maya is the one that has the exact same TV show taste as me, right?
Yes, she was like
Scrubs,
oh, so cool,
Psych,
burn notice,
White Collar, like, Royal Pains. Yes,
everything USA has ever produced.
USA Network for the win. Greatest. It's the real super network is USA Network, the superstation.
Well, that's one take.
It's the take. Capital THE. All right, so okay. Aaron, back to Aaron. Wait, what did Rachel say?
That she loves the podcast.
Oh, riveting. Incredible.
Hold on. There was something else.
We could just talk about this next episode, I guess.
No, we're already doing it now.
All right. We're doing it live.
Love the podcast. All she listens to at work makes me lol.
But does it make her rafflecopter?
All of our opinions. And then she is really patiently waiting for us to get to private practice, which we are doing a poor job at.
Yes. Tell her to get on the Patreon and we will.
She intends to.
Yeah. We should do a Patreon for private practice when we get together.
Yeah, we definitely should. And she said she's so glad there are so many more seasons of Grey's ahead. And now there's one more because that was before they announced 21. Although I did hear a rumor that they wanted to end it with 20. This is unconfirmed internet fodder. They wanted to end it with 20, but because it was cut short for the writer's strike, they didn't want to end it on a short season. Because they had, like, I guess, a specific vision. That they wanted to end it with. So allegedly 21 might be the last season, but that just feels like such an unfortunate number to end on. 21. It is old enough to drink, though. So.
That's what they really should. Every episode involves tequila. All right. So it is revealed that, yes, Alex hasn't been home for 7 years, but Aaron has a fucked up belly button, which turns out to be a hernia.
An umbilical hernia.
An umbilical
and Carmen,
hernia. Yes.
This is a teaching hospital.
Ah, damn it.
So we're going to talk a little bit about umbilical hernias.
Nice.
They're actually very common in children because of just after birth when they're attached to the umbilical cord.
Yes.
Sometimes that can occur because it's like the abdominal muscles are still like coming together, but umbilical hernias are occur when part of your intestine bulges through the opening in your abdominal muscles near your belly button. They are common and typically harmless. However, this is also from the Mayo Clinic, cite my sources. It's most common in infants, but they can affect adults specifically, like, again, heavy lifting, which is like, I feel what you always hear causes a hernia. Part of why they're common in children, again, is because like everything's healing and like growing together, but also the crying can, like, if they're like crying really hard, like really affect the abdominal area, and that can cause like the beginning of the protrusion.
Interesting.
Yes. Children's umbilical hernias often close on their own. However, when you're an adult, you typically are going to need surgery. And when you're an adult, it can also cause you to, obviously, pain, vomit, tenderness, swelling, but it can also cause you to not be able to like use the bathroom, like pass gas or poop.
Which is like my worst nightmare, because I'm passing gas and pooping right now.
You need to do that a lot of the time as an adult.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, first off, I love that. Thank you, Professor Kelsey.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Marlo is starting to use the word fart, so she may say the word fart when she's with you.
Ugh, I hate it, but it's fine.
But it's cute when she says
I hate the word fart. I really just loathe it.
Because so she says toot, but she also says fart.
Yeah.
But she'll be like, I farted. And I'm like, did you fart or did you toot? And she'll go, no, I farted out of my mouth. And then she'll go, pff, pff, pff. And then when she toots, I go, is it stinky or does it smell pretty? And she goes, no, it's stinky and pretty. And I'm like, okay.
Pick a lane, kid. She's doing great. Well, the other day Scarlett was like, mama, someone is passing gas, and I was like, okay, it's probably this dog who has the stinkiest toots in the entire world. I just thought it was so funny that she was like, someone's passing gas. I was like, okay, grandma.
Yeah, someone has
broken wind.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was going to say. I couldn't think of it. I started to make fun of it and I couldn't think of it. Breaking wind.
Okay, so now that we know all about umbilical hernias, guys, if you lose the ability to poop and toot, talk to your doctor.
Poop and toot. So this brings us to not a regular segment, but my favorite part of the episode, where we give the award for the best line of the show. Mm-hmm. And it comes from Christina when she calls Aaron Angel Spawn. And she says, why can't you be nice like your brother?
Like your brother. And Alex says, Angel why spawn. Can't you? And fair Christina fair says, point. Fair enough.
Yep.
We love self-awareness.
Yes. Evil Spawn has a brother. Christina is witty and funny.
Before this, Aaron's filling out the forms. He's like, oh, I don't have insurance. And Meredith says, well, you should ask Bailey to do it pro bono. And Alex is like, I cannot do that.
Turns out you can.
Yeah, so then Christina comes over, then Alex goes to the nursery to find Bailey, and he says, do you have a second? She goes, yes, I do. That's why I'm spending it with my child. Go away, which I respect, and I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, it's great to see that she's still actually getting time with George.
William George.
William George, not George William. William George. William George, or Tuck for short.
We'll never get over it. They established throughout the series that there is a nursery in the hospital.
I always forget that. And I always
doctors,
forget.
Doctors, I don't know how realistic this is. I like it for the sake of the show because, you know, they show this picture of the doctors like always being at the hospital, always being there. So it does make the whole like you can have it both ways thing feel more achievable.
Unless your name is Preston Burke.
Obviously. Or Richard Weber. Who, again, referenced his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're referencing Adele as being together. Alex goes to talk to Bailey. He's like, can you please do this? She doesn't really say yes, but she also doesn't really say no. And so he just is like, I'll schedule your surgeries for a week. 2 weeks, a month, and she's like, okay, I'll do it. And then he leaves and she goes, I would have done it anyways, but he just kept talking.
That is classic Bailey. And also, it's so true.
Yeah.
We have this saying in retail that the shopper will tell you when they're done.
Oh, yeah. That's never very stop. Much like how I feel like it was at Disney. I'm like, just let them say everything. And by the time mm-hmm. they're done talking, most of their anger is out anyways. And then you're like, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Is there a solve or did you just want to complain?
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted you to hear me. Okay, great. Yeah, here's a sticker.
I hear you. Yeah, get the fuck away from me.
And they're like, why does everything here cost money? Well, I don't know where you thought you were going, but.
Can you also close the dome while you're at it? It's a bit hot.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to know, if you're working in a hospital, how often does this situation occur? How often do doctors trade the pro bono surgeries? That's what I want.
It has to be. Also, it's confusing to me because I'm like, is the hospital's budget pro bono? Is the specific doctor have a pro bono budget?
Also, like, question. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
not sure.
Doctors, like, do they have salaries? Is it billed per patient, per procedure? Like, I'm baffled, truly.
Yeah. So the nice thing is, as we start to get kind of these scenes with Aaron, we're getting a lot of established canonical backstory. Canonical? Canonical?
Well, there you go. I was
going to say canon, and then the ickle came out. Canonical.
Canonical.
The backstory. So Alex spent 5 years in foster care, but
17 foster homes in
17
five
homes.
Years.
You want to talk about me moving a lot? Alex takes the cake. And then, so he ended up in juvie because he stole food because his mom didn't buy food. And I think we get this in a later scene, but he beat the shit out of his dad so bad that his dad never came home. He left for good after that.
Yeah.
And there's this little moment where Meredith is like, Bailey, stop prying. This is our friend. And Bailey's like, shut the fuck up. Just shut up. This is fine. I'm Bailey. I'll do
She's
what
like,
I want. I'm doing
Miranda
a free
Bailey,
surgery.
And I need to know the Alex Karev lore.
So you don't need to spoil anything. But like, I feel like we're going to get even more backstory. I feel like we're going to have a return of Aaron. We're going to meet Alex's sister someday. And I also am predicting we're going to meet Alex's mom and we're going to meet Alex's dad. It's going to be dramatic. But how good was it for you to finally get some backstory on Alex Karev? Like, do you remember that moment when you finally were
and it's
fuck
nice
it,
because I like that they introduce it after you already like Alex. Because if they try to introduce this in like season one or two, early two, I'm like, I don't care. This guy sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to get away from the sucking and then you can have the backstory to kind of understand more why he was such an asshole.
Yeah.
But now that he's grown past it, I'm like, okay, I'm more open to hearing it. Does that make sense? Like, if you're just telling me while he's being an asshole, then I'm like, I don't care because he's a dick. Like,
it'd be like them shoving it down our throats, which we wouldn't
have
wanted.
Well, it's like just because there's like a clear trajectory of why you're a dick doesn't mean it's an excuse for it. Like, yes, you understand why, but maybe now also work on it. It was Christina Yang who once said, being aware of your crap and actually doing something about it are two very different things.
Yes. Yes.
So I just think
good.
I like, obviously we love backstory on any of our main fam. So we love to see it. And I love the moment where Bailey, after they put Aaron under for surgery, says like, junkie dad and crazy mom or something like that. And
yeah, what does she say?
And Alex still became a surgeon. I'm not
crackpot mom.
Crackpot, yeah. And she, I'm not impressed often, but I'm impressed. And
yeah.
I love that. And I also love that moment too where Aaron says something negative about Alex and Meredith says, Aaron, I like you, but you're going to have to stop talking poorly about my friend.
Yeah, that's my friend. So I like that. She stood up for him. And he wasn't even saying, like, if anyone gets a pass to talk shit about your family, it's your family.
Yeah.
Not that it feels any better, and I get that. Like, if I was with Emily and she was shit talking you, I'd be like, Emily, calm down.
Yeah.
And let me get to say some shit.
By the same time, like, if you started shit talking me, she would be like, you're going to have to not say those things.
Yeah,
you can shut the fuck up, actually.
Exactly. So that was cute.
the conflict, obviously, between Aaron and Alex. Like, it's already tense. Alex, you know, Arizona comes over and accidentally is like, oh yeah, remember when Alex got married and you weren't there? And he was like, what? And then Lexi comes over and is like, don't worry, it was because of the cancer. And Aaron's like, wait, he has cancer? And they're like, no, his wife has cancer. But they're not married anymore. It's not his wife anymore. He's like, Alex got divorced. She's like, well, Lexi is just like making it like all the feet it's directly the in
hole.
Her mouth. Like,
the hole so is bad. Deepening.
It's so bad. And then Alex comes over. Obviously, Aaron is like triggered by this with their parents' past and says that he's worse than dad or says you are dad or whatever. And then Alex like shoves him up against the wall and Aaron fucking headbutts the shit out of him.
Yeah, that was kind of out of left field. If you have the guts to headbutt someone, you're a ballsy, bold person.
Literally, I could
respect.
Never. Like every time they show it in a show or a movie or anything, I'm like, that would just hurt me. Like I would be hurt.
I'm for sure getting teeth in my forehead if I do it. I don't want that.
So I don't know. I just don't. Anyways, so then obviously it cuts to commercial, comes back, and they're like wailing on each other.
Yeah.
Full on in the hallway. Like Bailey comes in of all people to break them up.
Slaps him with a fucking folder. Well, the trigger point was you walked out on your wife like father, like son.
Yeah.
And that's what set Alex over the edge. So
but then when he punches him, he says that he like doubles down and he's like, you are just like dad.
Yeah.
And then that's what he says later to Meredith as something along the lines of like, oh, I thought he was better than dad, but maybe he just is him. And that's when Meredith is like, hey, maybe you shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I like you, Aaron, but you can't talk about my friend that way. And honestly, Meredith, I see you. Good.
Meredith
job.
Does a really good job this episode, like walking that fine line. Again, she tries to get Bailey to like not pry. She kind of runs interference in a way, like she kicks Lexi out of the kitchen. She kicks Derek. She's like, Derek, I've got this. You can go. She makes Lexi shut up when she's putting her foot in her mouth. So Meredith is like very good at being there for Alex and also kind of like not pushing Aaron away. She's very healed in this episode. We love that.
Definitely a lot of healing. Yeah.
Because I feel like season one Meredith would be like, ooh, family, don't talk to him at all.
Yeah. You don't need family. You don't need anyone, Alex.
Yeah. So then the surgery goes fine and Meredith is like, hey, it's fine. He's good to go. Like if you want to go in there, he's going to wake up soon. So Alex is sitting with him. And he wakes up and Aaron says very nice things. He's like, you were more of a parent than both of our parents put together. And I feel bad for Amber because she only has me. She doesn't have you. And it's like a sweet moment. And Alex is like, I am so close to being a surgeon. Like I've worked so hard for this and I am so close and I cannot do this and also deal with all of that. Like I can't, you know, raise you guys. I can't deal with mom being sick in a different way. It's really sad.
Yeah. It's also, there's something that I noticed in this particular scene. So after Aaron says that Alex is a better mom and a parent than mom and dad put together, Alex starts to go into this monologue. The beeping of the monitor stops and it skips a couple of beats and it fades out for Alex to start that. When he starts talking about what he, you know, sending home money and the medicine every month, it stops for a couple of beats. A couple of the beeps aren't there. It does come back into it from that background audio, but when he tells his brother, he's like, you turned out good too, Aaron.
Yeah.
Like you can't, don't put me up on a pedestal without giving yourself any credit. You survived too, I think is the kind of the moral of that story. And we get this cool little end scene after Aaron goes back to Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
where Meredith tells Alex, you're nothing like your father, and Alex says, you're nothing like your mother, and you'd be a good mom.
I know.
And that was so sweet. I want to talk about that for a little bit here. What's your take on that? What's kind
well,
of like your...
she goes, you let him drive after surgery? I'm not his dad.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He has my number. And then she says, you know, you're nothing like your father. And he says, you know, you're nothing like your mother. You're good, so you'd be good. You'd be a good mom. They have their little cereal from the box. Watch the TV. And the voiceover says, it's the most important job in the world. You probably should need a license to do it. That is correct.
Mm. Yeah. You know, it'd be nice if there were laws that protected people from making choices to not become parents earlier than they should.
Mm. Or in situations where they shouldn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Or don't want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like...
what a concept.
We don't have to get into it. We don't have to get into this particular political
thing. The reality of parenting is, since we've been talking therapy anyways, I feel like child or adult, a lot of the choices you make are because of the parents you had. Whether it's you're modeling the behavior that was modeled for you, or you're trying very hard to swing the opposite direction, but you're then trying to do something that wasn't modeled for you, so you don't necessarily like have an example. So it's just really... there's just like every day I'm just like, have I done something that's like my children are going to talk about in therapy one day today? Like, have I done something horrific that's like going to change who they are, like for the worse or for the better today? Like it's insane to when you like,
never know.
It's just a whole other human being.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know.
I've seen a lot of things that's like, trying to be like the parent you had, or trying to be the parent you needed, or trying to be the parent you wanted, but none of that is necessarily the parent your child needs. So it's like, it's insane. It's so wild. Honestly, it's crazy.
That's so you bring up a good point there, because that's actually something that I told the therapist today. It's like, they start like, well, what brings you in? Like what was the trigger?
What's wrong with
that?
You?
Yeah. Why are you a piece of shit? Exactly. Let's start there. And I was like, yeah, you know, like my wife and I we want to work through the things that we didn't because of our parents. Mm-hmm. But I was explaining, like, I know I'm about to get into a lot of this here, but I don't have a great fatherly role model to look up to. And I want to show my daughter what a good man is.
Yeah.
So, you know, not having a roadmap can be detrimental, but it's all what you make it to, how you handle that and navigate that. But I really like what you said there of just because you want to do the things that your parents did for you doesn't mean that it's what your kids need, which is very,
or very important, like striving so hard to be like, not be the parent that you had, but you can still miss being the parent your kid needs.
Yeah.
It's just like interesting things to keep in mind. It's just a lot of generational learning and unlearning, and it's.
And trauma. Numbers.
Capital and lowercase.
Yeah. So we've got a couple minutes left in this episode. Is there anything else you want to talk about with Aaron and Alex specifically on that storyline?
So what do you think? Because they didn't really get into it with their mom. So what are your thoughts on her, like, what is her mental state? Because they obviously allude to like some kind of mental illness.
I would imagine the way that I'm gathering it is it's either some sort of severe depression, like suicidal level depression that maybe had led to substance abuse. Maybe. But also I'm getting maybe like bipolar or split personality, maybe schizophrenia, maybe, because she says crackpot. The dad was the junkie. The mom was the crackpot. So I don't know, something that you would be medicated for if Alex is sending medicine home. So,
right. And Aaron says like, oh, mom's going to go off her meds when she finds out.
which when you get news, if you're on meds, that is upsetting to you, the last thing you want to do is go off your meds.
Right. But there are oftentimes people in those scenarios who are like, well, this is what I can control.
I understand. But as a reassurance, don't
we
go
support
off your
meds. Taking medication. I have been taking medication. I've added to my medication and I have been taking it at a different time during the day and I have been taking it with more regularity. Like I took it every day. I just was taking it at a different time. And I feel like I have noticed a difference, but I've also added more things to my medication. So that might be it as well.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for knowing your body and respecting your body.
Also, one of the things I take is ashwagandha, which is just fun to say.
Mm-hmm. Ashwagandha forever, am I right?
I do love Black Panther. Scarlett told me she loves Black Panther.
We are not at the Marvel movies right now, but we have finished. We're trying to go through the entire Pixar cinematic universe.
Yeah,
we watched Monsters, Inc. And we just started
to show that to Scarlett.
Marlo did have trouble with the beginning, but she got past it quick.
Well,
I was
Scarlett
holding her
all the time. Is like, I hate monsters.
Mm.
So I just don't want to reinforce that by showing her some that are good and some that are still scary.
Yeah.
Cause it is fair. A battle every day to be like, there are no monsters in here.
Yeah. But we did start watching, you mentioned Tiana earlier. I forgot to tell you, we did start watching Princess and the Frog with Marlo and she seems to really, really like it.
We have watched that one. Scarlett likes it. She every time she sees Tiana, she gets excited to tell me because she knows she's my favorite, which
yes.
is very sweet of her. We haven't actually watched any Marvel movies with her. Also, he's just in Spidey and His Amazing Friends. That little Spider-Man show on Disney Junior for children.
I like that.
That I don't love. It's cute, but like it has no value in my opinion. Sorry.
Well, it's not
Bluey,
canonical.
It's neither of those things. Anyways, so that's it for Aaron. So tune in to the next episode where we cover literally everything else that happened in this episode.
And what are we going to
start
that? Yeah.
Everyone's favorite segment.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.